scientists have found a variation in a gene that may raise the risk of developing autism, especially when the variant is inherited from mothers rather than fathers. Researchers at the National Institute of Mental Health say they have always known genes are involved with autism.
I would just never know which ones.
Dr. Thomas Lehner is chief of the genomics research branch at NIMH.
Now, for the first time, we have several studies that find the same findings. That's very exciting for us.
Dr. Lehner explains what these findings mean.
The implications would be once we know a gene, hopefully we'll find others, because it's important to point out that, you know, while we have genes, there are probably many genes involved in the etiology of autism, and autism itself is a very, very heterogeneous disorder. So autism, you know, is a conglomerate of many subtypes, and many genes are probably affecting these subtypes. Now, once we know a gene or genes, then we can look at pathways. So maybe, you know, to understand the whole, what we call the molecular etiology of a particular disorder. Once we understand all the pathways that lead to a phenotype, the hope is in the future that we'll be able to design interventions. But, you know, it's important to point out that this is still all basic research, and the future is still far off. But for the first time, we actually have a chance of understanding what are the molecular mechanisms that lead to a phenotype that we call autism.
Autism is a brain disorder that impairs basic behaviors needed for social interactions, like eye contact and speech. The symptoms sometimes cause profound disability and they persist throughout life. Treatments may relieve some symptoms, but no treatment is fully effective in treating the core social deficits. Dr. Lehner stresses that these latest findings are at a very basic level.
I think what I really want to emphasize is that this is very, very exciting science, but it is basic science. So we cannot expect that there are going to be treatments coming out of this anytime soon. But what is so important about this is it opens up a toolbox for further research that, you know, once we understand what is the molecular pathophysiology of autism, then we'll be able, hopefully, to develop interventions. But at this point, it's very, very exciting basic research.
For more information about autism, visit the NIMH website at www.nimh.nih.gov. This is Joe Belinfi at the National Institutes of Health, Bethesda, Maryland.